I want to turn our attention back to the market action we're seeing play out right now as the Dow is the lone index in the red. As I mentioned off the top, energy is still one of the movers, but it's been a busy earnings season. A lot of different companies to discuss. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's chart master, Jared Blickery, who's been watching all the big movers for us. Jared.
Yes, and I've been watching it on the Wi-Fi Interactive. Just want to check out our heat map because it is a day of haves and have-nots because these are some big movers here. Let me sort this by performance. Disney, the 400-pound gorilla in the room, they're going to shrink to the same size as everybody else. But look at this. We have Dillard's. That's up 15%. And let me get a year-to-date chart here. I have some... I have a statement here from Vital Knowledge in reaction to their earnings report saying Dillard's is the first of many retailers to post October end earnings and EPS that just crushed the consensus estimate, thanks largely to huge upside on margins along with lower operating expenses. And you can see that stock really on a tear, up 437%. So we have a lot more earnings to look forward to as well from the retail space, but slightly different. SoFi, the fintech company that focuses on personal finance, you can see very choppy year to date, but they are up 16% today, testing the upper end of that yearly range, actually going back to their IPO, which I believe was in February. Now, Jefferies is writing about it. They rate the stock a buy, saying that this company's results are a strong beat. New customer and product momentum are holding up and driving 13% beat to consensus. New customer growth, the second strongest in the company's history, and cross-sales opportunity also robust. Now, Bumble having a rough go of it here. You can see that stock is down 18-19%, and I believe that is an IPO, post-IPO low, and also the worst day performance since its IPO towards the beginning of the year. You can see down 19%. Now, RBC is saying of the results where they missed on paying users, and by the way, they still hold the stock and outperform with a price target that they moved down to $55 from $65. They're saying the miss on paying subscribers will likely weigh on shares. I think we're seeing that today. Main drivers of the miss were primarily transitory or self-inflicted, but investors will want to see better execution on subscribers. And then Cowen weighing in as well. They also hold it with an outperform target, saying the drop for the stock following the earnings is the wrong reaction. They anticipate that paying user growth will in fact accelerate in the fourth quarter. So maybe a little bit of good news on that front. Also want to check out Beyond Meat. This stock is down 15%. As you can see, that is one of the lowest points that we've had in the year. Bernstein saying of the results, they downgraded the shares to market perform from outperform, and they're citing ongoing uncertainty around demand trends in its U.S. retail and food service channels. Guys?
That's a good point to highlight there, Jared. You know, we talk so much about the excitement around some of these IPOs, often a better opportunity to get in as we see those dips after they list. Bumble proving that one out yet again. Of course, that happened earlier in its tenure as a public company. Jared Blickery, bring us the latest moves. We'll check back in with you later on.